Could not swallow.
So he was edging, I guess.
And I'll be honest, it definitely did have an odor.
Listen, I'll cut a bitch if she uses my eyeliner.
Hello and welcome. We are back from theballerlifestyle.com. It's the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. My name is Brian Beckner. If you're a big fan and a loyal listener, then about 12 hours ago, you saw me do an Insta story promoting this episode. Hadn't done one in a while.
I could have a shower right before bed, or maybe take an Uber and get some Roadhead on my Insta story. Don't be boring.
Anyway, thanks for following me on Instagram, and you know, look for updates on the show there. If you would like to be a part of the show, we did it. It's only been a week in review. We did some movies to end last year, and then we reviewed the year, first week of the year. So this is technically the first regular show that we've done. If you'd like, I feel like people need to get back into the groove of reaching out. Mailbag at theballerlifestyle.com is the email address. 949-464-TBLS is the voicemail number. Somebody asked me that again this week. What's the voicemail? Actually, somebody I know. TBLS, the Baller Lifestyle Podcast on Facebook. Go there, see the picture. I posted a memory today, and it's a picture of me and my close friend John Daly hanging out at Costco. And of course, iTunes. Like, rate, review, everything that's popping off on the show on iTunes. I was just noticing like how many more reviews other shows have, and I know they don't have as many listeners as us, and I blame you guys. Bottom line, it's your fault. Go to iTunes, give the show 5 stars, and write a nice review, or not a nice one, I don't care, just put something there, but make sure you click the 5-star part. And patreon.com, more Patreon content coming. Patreon.com/theballerlifestyle. We have many, many fantastic listeners there who choose to, support us in a monetary sense. And I even had somebody reach out this week, and that person was like, "Hey, my card lapsed, so I had to re-up. So no need to thank me on the show or mention me." And that's a guy doing the Lord's work right there. That guy who will go nameless because he specifically asked, "Hey, don't mention me." He throws some bucks at the show every month, and it's key, and I love you guys for it. Joining me now, as always, he loves you too. His name's Ed Daly. Ed, what's up?
Hey, when I kind of put together all the year in review deaths,
Who'd you drop the ball on?
I didn't think of sports, so yes, I missed on like Willie McCovey,
Kevin Mitchell,
Dwight. No, he's still going. Dwight Clark,
CTE.
But the most breathtaking haircut in sports history, Oscar Gamble, passed away.
R.I.P.
Yeah, I wouldn't love that hair.
I wouldn't call that a haircut. I would call it just a hair existence. Just
hair existence.
Let
hair.
It go. Yeah, he had the best baseball card.
And he always had those kick-ass baseball cards. He was a big voice of college football, Keith Jackson. I thought the Wonelli thing went a bit too much. I love college football, but like, the Wonelli's got a little forced.
Yeah, but he wasn't. I will say this: he was. Besides that, he was sort of a less is more guy.
Yeah,
which was
I
better.
Didn't like that about him.
Yeah,
I just felt like,
and he had a great Dr. voice.
Dr. C, the NFL writer, he was a very angry dude.
Yeah,
I didn't really care about him, but I, just That was the one area I forgot to get to. But more importantly, the first week of the year, we lost an absolute legend, Bob Einstein.
Yeah, Super Dave. Tragic passing.
Just the best. I didn't know. I mean, he must have had one of these quick acting cancers. I said he recently learned
pancreatic.
And that'll do it.
That'll do
except for who? Was it Aretha that lasted
She lived like 8 or 9 years, And RBG. The notorious RBG still going strong after a pancreatic.
We lost Mean Gene, which was sparked off another round of how fucking old is this
guy? Stunning. So Bob Einstein and Mean Gene were both 76 years old, which is too young to die these days.
It's like the average lifespan might be around 78, but if you make it to your 70s, 76 is way too young.
Yeah,
that's averaging in all kinds of deaths, you know, childhood, babies, you know, all that.
I'm going to fuck this up. But they say that if you make it to 80, you have a better chance of making it to 90 than most people do of making it to 80.
Yeah, I've heard that too.
Yeah.
I've heard that as well.
Yeah. But yeah, Mean Gene, he was 76. It was weird because he was 76 in 2019, but he was 67 in 1989, which is crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy what happened to him. He was a man in his mid-40s when we were watching him on TV, and that's not acceptable.
That's just insane.
And like I saw on Twitter, like people posting like, oh, look at this great clip from Mean Gene. And all I could think of, that guy's in his mid-40s.
Crazy.
He needs to get more sleep.
Crazy. Crazy. So yeah, somebody posted something where they're like, Mean Gene was in his late 30s here. And I'm like, oh my God, this is crazy. It's just something in the water back then.
And it's not just being bald. Bald is – you can look youthful and bald. That guy looked He looked fucking old. He looked – he had like bags under his eyes. Crazy. He didn't look good.
Yeah.
And then a third death of – you know, we just keep moving down the celebrity aisle, but – Captain of Captain and Tennille, I found out when they announced that he died, his fucking name was Daryl Dragon.
That's pretty sick.
And he went by Captain.
Yeah. I mean, what? Yeah.
Just because he wanted to wear that captain's hat?
Yeah. Play the keyboard. It was all about the hat. Tennille. Yeah.
He just loved that Tennille, and he just wanted to serve her up. Should have been Dragon and Tennille. Would have been a way cooler thing. I mean, look, I can't say I have lots of Captain and Tennille albums, but Love Will Keep Us Together comes on in CBS. Jam. I'm not hating it.
It's a jam.
Do It To Me One More Time. I do hate that song. That's a terrible one.
Was that the was Captain and Tennille, was that part of the Wrecking Crew? So the Wrecking Crew was like the LA session musicians that played on everything in the 60s and 70s? It had to be because it sounds like them.
And then Love Will Keep Us Together, like 2 years ago, they split up.
I know, that's kind of weird, right? They hung through all those years until the
– Love will keep you together, but Captain's wandering eye will keep you apart.
And also, then it's like she was there at his bedside. Is that what he wanted? Like, was he able to speak?
Yeah, he got divorced for a reason. Yeah. And when you've been together for like 40 years and then you split up, it means it's time to just go your separate ways forever.
Yeah, and it means that you've been living in misery for 15 years at least, maybe 20.
Right. Yeah, nobody listened to their – they probably were kicking out things in the 90s just trying to recapture the magic, and it just wasn't working.
No.
So the hostility probably was a good – 15, 20 years.
That's a bummer because maybe they could have got on one of those, you know, what's old is new, and all these reunion tours.
Yeah, I mean, they're in
chips.
A tricky era. in one tricky era.
It's weird.
I don't know
because
if too many cruises want Captain and Tennille.
ABBA is back on
that's
the scene.
True. Yeah, they've got like movies based off of that shit.
Yeah, ABBA's like killing it.
Yeah, that's true. But I don't know. I mean, but they do have a lot of songs of that era. What are you going to do a whole movie about Love Will Keep Us Together.
No, yeah, I don't know. I'm not super familiar with the.
I know that and Do It to Me One More Time, which is a terrible song.
I'm not super familiar with the Capt and Tennille catalog.
The Dragon. How could he not be the Dragon?
Yeah, and it sounds like a made up name. Maybe it was too on the nose. They're like, hey, he's like, hi, I'm Daryl Dragon, and some manager was like, shut the fuck up. You're the captain. Nobody's gonna believe Daryl Dragon.
Or if he introduced himself at the record company, he's like, I'm Daryl Dragon. They're like, Van Nuys is that way, buddy. That's a porn name. Get out of here.
And how many – we got still got Daryl Hall, but I think he's about 70.
Yeah.
Daryl Porter, RIP. How many more white guys are there left called Daryl? I feel like we're running out of
Daryl
white
Dawkins,
Daryls.
RIP.
Yeah?
Well, he's not a white
he's
guy.
Black. but, plenty of black guys named Daryl.
Daryl Strawberry. I think Daryl Hall is really carrying the torch.
Yeah, he might be the last one. I was a victim today of some very rude and unnecessary – well, it's actually happened over 2 days.
Uh-oh.
At my office yesterday, somebody comes in and they're like, what the fuck did you – cook.
Uh-oh.
And I'm like, I just had like some leftover steak from the night before, and I make
you're so on brand with that microwave at work.
Yeah, I bring a
salad or sandwich.
Sometimes I do that, but if there's leftovers, I just do whatever's there the night before because it's easy, and usually I make a little extra. So I had some steak and potatoes, and then I did sort of like just some avocado, and then there so. This person's like, this fucking stinks. Like, what did you cook? And I'm like, it's just steak. It doesn't smell. There's no smell. And then I was like, oh.
Oh, gratin.
I put a little kimchi on the side. I had some avocado and kimchi. I made like a little salad to go with my – because I'm all about the probiotics. And I'll be honest. It definitely did have an odor. And then I came in today and they're like, it fucking stunk in here the whole rest of the day. Even after you left, it was still smelling. And then I had the kimchi was in a sack and it was still in the fridge. And then today I had a little bit, I was like, well, it couldn't have been that bad. Like maybe like the pungency has worn off. So then today I made lunch and I spooned out a little bit of that kimchi onto my plate again, and somebody came in today and they're like, oh my God, I had somebody look behind the file cabinet in my office because I thought something died back there. And it was my lunch, my kimchi. So I was shamed, and this is rude. I'm just trying to eat healthy. I'm not bothering anybody. I was shamed into taking my still half full.
They ring the bell. Shame.
Yes. Packet of kimchi. I had to bring it home and put it into my home fridge, and I'm going to have to do my probioticing in the privacy of my own home from now on.
Your coworkers had a revolt. Good.
Oh, very rude. Very rude. Anything else going on?
You're a bully. You're bullying your coworkers with the olfactory bully. That's what you are.
They're bullying me.
No. You're an olfactory bully. That's what you are.
No, it's just a nice – just a nice, healthy Asian fermented cabbage scent. Who doesn't like
it? You got fish, and then on a good day, you're like, "Oh, all I had was fermented cabbage."
Yeah. Who doesn't like the scent of rotting cabbage? It's a big deal. And spices. Anything else you need to get to? We have some voicemail.
No, we're good.
Okay, let's check out. We got a voicemail here. Let's see if I can pull this up. Somebody reached out. If you would like to reach out, you can do so. 949-464-TBLS. Please become a friend to us on voicemail. I notice, I don't want to like shake a stick in the tiger's cage, but our regular voicemailer.
He quit?
I'm just looking here at the voicemail interface here on my Google Voice. I see he hasn't called since December 19th.
Hope we didn't make too much merry over the holidays.
Yeah, just I hope everything's okay with our good friend Manuel.
He's so easy to hate. Your time he likes to waste. His calls are far from great.
Hey, hey.
His calls are far from great.
It's a real one. Hey, hey. Sorry, guys.
He's such a stupid fuck.
This is hurtful.
He's down on his luck. His voicemails really suck. His voicemails really suck.
I'm gonna listen to this one part, though.
Enjoying him, he's so annoying. Plus, so fucking boring and worthless. But he's got nothing else to do. And he's even worse than Ish. His thoughts are useless shit.
Well, hopefully, Manuel and Gardena won't be a stranger forever.
Yeah, I mean, I can understand where he might be a little gun shy after that song, but we still encourage him to.
You can call anytime. Check in. All are welcome.
Anytime.
Buddy. All are welcome here. Even Ish, Miss Old Ish.
Yeah.
Okay, let's check.
He bailed on us for some reason.
No, it's unfortunate. Let's. You know, somebody was. I was on Twitter talking with our fans about Ish. I was engaging, interacting, and they're like, "Ish, not." I'm like, "I like Ish," and then. Somebody's like, what's up, guys? And it was Ish. But then I looked and it was like a parody. It was like somebody was.
Can you imagine? Just somebody made up a Ish parody. Made an Ish.
Well, I think they just made it like in the moment, or maybe they just had it holstered from before.
Is he still on Twitter?
I don't think he is. I don't think Ish is. Ish. Anybody in the Memphis area? Reach out to our friend Ish, see what he's up to.
Dude would make us like fan art.
Yeah, he's a great dude. He's a great dude. He had a little bit of a pervy thing going on with our pop culture correspondent.
Yeah,
but I'm cool with that.
Clingy in that sense.
Yeah, I'm confident. I'm comfortable in my place. Okay, let's see what this guy has to say. This is a new guy.
Hey guys, Matty V here. I want to get your opinion on something. I was getting some ice cream with a buddy the other day and families and.
Oh, hold on. Hold on. Did Matty V just say he was getting some ice cream with a buddy?
I knew he was doing something with a buddy. Is that what he said?
He said I was getting some ice cream with a buddy. Then he added on, though, with our families. Which, okay. All right. It's fine.
Okay. I get that aspect. Because
yeah.
A couple years ago, I remember I was in London, but these guys were Euros not speaking English. So I don't know where they're from.
Yeah.
And I was with my kids in a park, and I spent like a good hour trying to figure out these two guys eating ice cream cones together, if they were gay or just European.
Right, just European. I think did we talk about this on the show? I think we may have.
Maybe.
Sounds familiar.
A couple years ago, but yeah. Like it's something you don't think it's a sign.
Yeah.
Like you don't, you know. But they gave off a Midnight Botanist kind of vibe, but yeah. They might have just been Euro.
Yeah, European. It's hard to tell. They got the tight pants and the purses and stuff. You just never know with those
purses,
guys.
They wear the like the girls' jorts kind of thing.
Yeah, a lot of times they'll have like the black socks with some brand of sneakers you've never heard of. Yeah, I get it. I understand. Yeah. Okay, let's see where this guy's going. Matty V.
We're up at the counter and. Everyone's already got theirs except us, and I get my bowl of, you know, two scoops, and then my buddy gets a cone with ice cream in it. So grown man is eating ice cream on a cone.
Oof.
I was like, you can't do that. That's not okay. But, you know, we finished out the day. I didn't want to judge him too hard.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I wanted to get your opinion. Enjoy the show. Talk soon. Peace.
I like the question. There is one exception, I would say.
Yeah.
I've been to a place or two, you know, over the years. I can't remember the last time it happened. But one of those places where they're making the waffle.
Oh, delicious cones. Yeah.
Like, they're making it there, and right. You can, like, smell the waffle.
Yeah.
That I'll say, but if he's just like, yeah, I'll take a sugar cone,
right?
You know, like no, I think
or that one might. That one that's like made out of cardboard, that cone,
the worst,
yeah,
like, the worst.
What is that thing? You know, it's like, what's even the point of that
wafer? The wafer cone,
yeah, yeah.
It's like packing.
I'll say this. I'll get a fucking cone. I don't give a fuck. I'll eat the fuck out of a cone.
I'm a cup guy unless they're making it fresh.
I'll get a scoop, and I'll say put it on a cone right there. Give me a sugar cone. Give me a scoop of that.
Pressure.
It is
a lot of pressure.
Well, I'm a pro. Because I'm hitting the bottom the whole time. I'm like. Like licking around the bottom, like it never drips, never drips. I'm fucking like a pro, professional. And I'll tell you this: I look forward to this every year when we go to the Orange County Fair in the summer. Yeah, it cost me $200 for about 3 hours.
It's like Disney.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. But we wrap it up. I'm like, okay, it's time to go. I've had my two IPAs. You know, some hot dog or something. I've gotten everybody something to eat. The kids have ridden a ride. And before we leave, I say, okay, what do you guys want? And I allow everyone to choose some type of a dessert item, a fancy sauce. She'll go for a churro or some kind of donut or something. The kids are, they're all over the place. They like just whatever they see. But me, I always go, I get that dip cone. I get that with the soft serve.
Oh, the dipped, soft serve.
Dipped in the magic shell.
I know what it is. I used to work at Carvel making soft serve.
Oh, get the fuck out of here. Carvel, huh?
Yeah, yeah, I had to make a cookie puss or two in my day.
That's the cake. That's ice cream cake, right?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and I used to have to make the crunchies. Yeah. They would come in these cardboard boxes, like just shipped, like, you know, right off the UPS truck.
Yeah.
And we just put these giant sheets of this, like, of the chocolate into a giant plastic garbage can, and then they just gave you an ore, and they're like, all right, break it up. I mean, I'm not saying it was a used garbage can, but it just kind of was a bummer to be making those chocolate things in a garbage can.
I worked at Swenson's, which is a regional outfit, I think.
I've heard of
franchise,
it.
Franchise, yeah. And it's I was a cook. Like, I made burgers and stuff. And I also spent a lot of time trying to have sex with all the waitresses that worked there. But I will say this, not an easy job scooping that ice cream. That ice cream is hard.
Your forearms. Yeah. You could turn into Popeye.
You got like, that wasn't my gig, but occasionally they'd be like, hey, can you come up here and give us a hand? And I'd go up there and I'd be like, you really have, you expect it to be easy, but
and
you
if
really
somebody
work.
Chooses, if somebody chooses like the fresh vanilla that's like right up top, that it's filled to the top, no big deal. But when they ask for the one that's been there a while and you got to like scrape the edges, your forearms are on fire.
It's like negative degrees in there. Like, that shit is cold. But I'll eat a cone, and I don't care who knows it.
Okay.
I'm
with you. I would look twice at my buddy if he did that. Yeah, like, just
a little weird.
Not saying disown him, but you might just want to ask him if he's happy with his family the way it is, right. Or
if he could go back, if there's anything
like
he would change.
Yeah, like, does he fancy himself maybe a gentleman of the peers?
Is there anybody from your high school years that you maybe were close with that we didn't realize the nature of your relationship? Very much
that's
like
right.
In that, have you heard the Aaron Hernandez podcast?
I started and then I just realized, oh, I remember he was a piece of shit.
Yeah, he's a real piece of shit. I don't think I listened to the whole way through, but they were talking, you know, he's from Connecticut and his dad was a real asshole and he grew up playing football and he was like, you know, he was bigger and stronger and faster than everybody. He was like right. Connecticut, you know, player of the year and like everything you could, like every accolade you could have. And he was best friends with the quarterback. They were like best friends and they were always at each other's house and whatnot. And then, so then he, you know, everything happens to him and he commits suicide and the quarterback's dad, who was like also their coach, like their Pop Warner coach or whatever. He's like, yeah. Oh my God, Greg. I just made up the name. I could be right, but I don't think I am. He's like, Greg, did you hear like Aaron committed suicide? And he's like, and you're never going to believe this. In his cell, they found a letter to his gay lover. Can you believe it? And the quarterback's like, oh no, Dad, we used to suck each other's dicks all the time. Like, we're
Really?
Like, you didn't know? Like we were like fucking each other that whole time we were best friends. We were like playing with each other's balls and jacking each other off. Like when we'd have those sleepovers, it was like full on just fucking Gamora in my bedroom.
Just getting under center.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So I thought that was kind of interesting. Interesting
anecdote. Interesting. Yeah.
Quick email. Dear Ballers. Oh wait, this guy started laughing because I never read the subject line to this, and it's probably not even funny, but it was when I read it a second ago before when I was cutting and pasting it into the rundown. This guy said, the subject of this email is confession dash very personal. I mean, that's important. That's good to know. Dear Ballers, flushing the toilet before I have finished evacuating brings me great pleasure. There is something exhilarating about trying to get the timing right. The flush takes about 5 to 7 seconds to finish, so I try to hit it about 5 seconds before I am done peeing. Your thoughts, sincerely anonymous. Okay, I'm glad he cleared that up because evacuating, oftentimes.
I was thinking he was talking courtesy flush.
Yeah, people think is
important to do.
Yeah, people think you mean number two there, but what he's saying is he tries.
He's trying to. Yeah, I used to do this when I was like 10.
Yeah.
But I realized it took me probably a little too long to realize I could never time it out because there's always more for me. So I stopped doing it.
Yeah, I used to do it when I was 10, and I continue to do it into my 40s. I don't, and I know like it's never going to time out perfectly. And it's just something in me. And as soon as I read this email, I thought about, I'm like, do I do that? And I'm like, yeah, I totally do that. And as I read the email, I had a picture from my childhood. And I remember my fucking dad used to do this. This is inherited behavior. I didn't make this up.
Watching you.
Yeah. It's nature or nurture. I don't know. But I can recall I had a vivid picture of my dad having a piss with the door open and slamming the handle down and flushing it while I could still hear the sound. So you're not alone there, Anonymous.
I did it at 10 and I realized I was too adult for it. I just kept failing. I could never get it right. So I just gave up.
No, it's impossible to get right. And especially now you get a little older.
Yeah. You know, yeah, wait a second. Got another second and a half to go.
It drips.
Another second and a half.
I was peeing in the shower the other day and I had completely finished peeing and I was like, oh my God, about 12 seconds later, I had another full piss loaded again. Like, what the fuck is wrong with me that I must pee?
I drink 28 so
times. Same here.
But I'm constantly going cause I drink all the time.
It's crazy.
And my mom said she just went to the doctor for, you know, her throat or something. She's like, doctor said I have to drink like 4 16-ounce glasses of water a day. I was like, I drink that by like 9 a.m.
It's weird that people find it like so daunting. And somebody that might be joining us later is one of these people. They find it so daunting to drink water.
It's the same way.
Yeah. It's just you have a bottle of water near you and it's just you're just constantly taking sips of it. It's like very easy to drink quite a lot of water.
Before the show, I give myself 2 pints of water. And a cup of tea, if you want to get inside of it. Yeah, I've already had my cup of tea and a pint of water. I've already had that.
Yeah. I have because usually I bring up like you're saying, like a pint glass of water into the studio with me and get started. But well before the end of the show, it's empty. And I'm like a little, you can even hear it if you listen to some back episodes, theballerlifestyle.com. You can hear me getting a little parched towards the end. So now I have this full, this big aluminum. It's like a 40 ounce, it says here on the side, a 40 ounce aluminum, like insulated water bottle. Yeah. Drink your water.
I'm already rationing.
I know. Now I'm worried. I'm going to drink it all. It's like in my head now. okay. What's, you know, we haven't done topics and people are always, and I appreciate it.
Yeah.
People send us stuff.
I love it. We get more – I'm exposed to more stories now than ever.
Totally. It's
because people send me some crazy shit. So I do appreciate it. Yeah, I don't see them all because I just. Right.
It's too much, you know, but it's also like a lot of the shit I would never see if it weren't for people right. sharing it with us. So even occasionally, if we don't respond, it is very much appreciated because I don't know where you fucking maniacs find this shit, but I'm glad you do because yeah. I wouldn't be able to find it.
Yeah, like one out of our stories will be in like from the Washington Post, where, yeah. which I read, right. but like I don't, yeah, I can't find this shit. No, dude.
Definitely.
Thank
not.
You. Yeah. Visitors inadvertently polish bulge on Cristiano Ronaldo's statue's dong.
Wow.
So it's all shiny now. So like if you look at the picture, I'm sure if you Google it, you'll find it. Like he's got a, not that like that crazy looking statue, that a bust they made of him a couple years ago.
Yeah.
But this is just like a regular looking statue with like full body, and the dong area of his shorts is like all shiny. So you really see a dick, a shiny dick.
That is, well, is it like,
I think people like rub it like joking around, but because everybody yeah. touches that one area,
it gets all
it's
shiny.
Become like a shiny dong.
Yeah. It's like, play like a champion today or whatever. Like everybody has to walk by and touch a certain thing and then that yeah. part gets all worn. So maybe it's that.
Like at Maryland, there's a big turtle statue yeah. and kids would rub the nose of it for luck. So like the nose is shinier than the rest of it.
Right.
And you're supposed to do it for luck. So the first test I ever took at Maryland, I rubbed it and I got a 67. I was like, well, fuck it. I'll never touch that fucking thing.
Oh, I thought, cause that sounds like good luck.
But that's what I'm saying.
If, yeah. 67. If that's
good
though.
Luck. Then
that's
67.
That's a D. That, I realize, that's passing grade.
Yeah. I realize you have to study.
Yeah.
And like touch the turtle's nose. Right. You can't just go into an economics 101 class and wing it like high school.
So if they – and economics, Jesus Christ. If for some reason something happens to me and I'm sure somebody's going to volunteer to make a bust or a bronze.
Yeah.
Just let's pass on it. Because
yeah, well, certainly don't hire the guy who did the Ronaldo bust.
Well, none of them, you know, like outside Staples yeah. Center, there's like a Magic Johnson, and it looks like.
But those are full statues, right?
Full statues, they got faces, and the faces never look like the dude. Like the face on that one kind of looks like Danny Manning, but not.
Yeah, right. The ones that look good are the NFL Hall of Fame ones.
Oh yeah, they make them look like the guys.
Yeah, they like. I saw one time I in a. A waiting room. I remember watching most of a special of the guy who does it, like yeah. in a doctor's office. And yeah. it was the guy spends a long ass time on those like 6-7 guys.
I believe it. It's a skill. I'm just saying. So, you know, sometimes
it's a skill you mostly done poorly.
Like we're not all Michelangelo, you know, like that guy was yeah. good. That guy could carve some shit. He could paint some shit. And
that guy could do everything.
He could do it all. And, you know, back then, it was considered gauche to have a big-ass dick.
Right.
Like, back then, like, this David, he's got
David was –
he's got a tiny-ass yeah. dick. But that
a
was –
tiny dick. He had a pretty beautiful body.
He was
but
very fit. Yeah. The
equipment was not really
– yeah.
that
Had a wrestler's build, like very no body fat on him, and just not much dick. But back then, wasn't that cool to have a big dick?
Yeah, I need to go back to that era.
Good days back then.
Yeah.
Okay. What else?
So a man tried to rob a woman in Brazil. Unfortunately, she turned out to be UFC fighter Pollyanna Viana, and she kicked his ass, and then took a picture and posted it online, and she fucked this dude up. I mean, you yeah. know. I get it, like when you're robbing a store, you know, if you're poor or hungry, you're robbing some food. But like robbing an individual person, pretty fucking terrible. There's no justifying that. You're a bad dude if you're trying to rob a person.
You're very desperate. Probably. Like, yes, you're a bad person, definitely. But it's
right. I'm
like,
just saying, you rob from a store, like, hey. Yeah. You know, life can be tough.
Yeah.
But if you're trying to take down – and she looks like kind of a small woman. I can see if she's not in yeah. her UFC garb. And she fucked him up. Yeah, his face was just a mess.
Yeah. Good for her, Pollyanna Viana. Other than her name rhyming, she's yeah. my favorite. She's my yes. new favorite UFC fighter.
Now, a similar story, but way more embarrassing. A kidnapper was chasing a woman into a karate dojo and then got his ass whooped. Like a bunch of people jumped out. I'm not clear if any of the kids got in on the act, but like the adult instructor. And you know how there's always some creepy adults who take karate class?
Yeah.
Whoever it was, that guy got beat too.
Was it?
Don't chase anyone into a karate place. Yeah. Like that's when the game's over.
Was it Johnny Lawrence and Tommy and Steve McQueen's kid? And they ran in there, and there was just some unassuming older Japanese dude with kind of a paunch that fucked him up.
He's wearing a vest.
It's good to know. It's good to know that this. She ran in, and I guess it was an instructor, like karate instructor, fucked the guy up. It's good to know that because I just
it's Charlotte.
Because I just assumed karate was fake. Like there's no one in the UFC. So now we have fighting is a sport, and there's no one that does karate that's doing karate in the UFC. So I just assumed it was made up. Yeah, it's all jiu-jitsu and boxing. So it's good to know.
Karate's just for movies,
right? That's what I thought. That's what I assumed. I thought it was a movie martial art. I was surprised by that.
Yeah.
I did. Do you know, I did have dinner. I had Thanksgiving one year at one of the greatest.
Dojo?
No, one of the greatest karate legends of all time, Bob Wall. I had Thanksgiving dinner at his house.
What?
A few years ago.
Why?
Because Fancy Sauce is very close friends with his daughter. So wow. I enjoyed Thanksgiving at Bob Wall's house, and it was delightful.
Was it like, hey, could you somebody slice the dinner roll and you throw it up in the air and you fucking chop it in half?
And I'll just say this. I'll just take it a step further. I don't like to give people too much of a glimpse behind the curtain, but I'll say this. Mrs. Wall, very smitten with the host of this podcast. I'll just say that. I was very popular there at Bob Wall's house.
Well, I wouldn't get on Bob Wall's bad side, no matter how old he is. No,
yeah. He's a karate guy, and he's in his probably well into his 70s now, and I'm sure he could still fuck people up.
Yeah. Soccer. Bayern Munich forward.
Yeah.
Frank Ribery, I think, because I think there's an accent over the E.
Wait, hold on. I know. Yeah. And I want to say Ribery.
Yeah, but there's an accent over the E.
Yeah, okay. Ribery. All right, if you say so.
He posted a video of himself on social media eating a meal at a Salt Bay restaurant. And then fans mocked him. And he told his haters, mothers and grandmothers, to get fucked. Now,
what?
I mean, he escalated it. People were just kind of saying Salt Bay is trash. But he really escalated it. And I kind of agree with him,
yeah.
Because he was proud of eating at Salt Bay, so it's not your cup of tea. But like, what kind of mothers and grandmothers raised you assholes to be trolls on the internet?
Also, it's so Salt. Salt Bay is like the meme, right? That's the guy that.
No, but I had a buddy who posted on Instagram like, "Hey, look who's at our dinner table," and it was like Salt Bay doing that little thing with the salt.
Yeah.
I think he like owns some restaurants around. This was in Dubai where the incident happened, but my buddy was in Miami, so I think the guy is like,
he's like a known
the meme into a whole thing.
He's a known chef, and so now his restaurants but are I called Salt Bay.
I heard the restaurants sucked.
Oh, really? Well, he looks. Yeah. I mean, I saw him. I've seen the meme. And he appears to know his way around a piece of meat.
Like, he's slicing. He's doing lots of stuff.
Yeah,
but
he can grill. I mean, anybody that follows me on Instagram, and in particular, my Insta stories.
I could have a shower right before bed, or maybe take an Uber and get some loaded on my Insta story. Don't be
anybody that follows my Insta stories knows I love to grill. I'll do steaks. Try to.
So you post like videos of you grilling?
Sometimes I do this thing and I haven't done it recently. but it was very popular. And a lot of people have asked me, how do you do that? And really, I just saw something on it in the New York Times and I tried it. Dirty steak. Are you familiar with dirty steak, Ed?
I am not.
That's where you take, you got to use a thick cut. Well, you actually don't
have to use
a thick cut. No, you put it directly on the coals. You take the meat, you heat the coals, but you can't use briquettes. You have to use like lump charcoal, like lump wood charcoal. And then you cook the meat directly. You just put it directly on the meat and you're like, oh, it's going to have coals all over, or ash all over it. But it doesn't. It doesn't really stick to it. Fantastic. Wow. Yeah. So I do that. I do that kind of stuff on my Insta stories.
You know how ESPN, like, they just over every year, yeah, they just try to outdo, yeah, themselves with these dumb graphics during the game. Well, yeah.
Tom Rinaldi.
I guess. Yeah. But like all the like infographics, and they'll have like a cowboy riding a horse all that.
Yeah.
Bullshit.
I saw one where they're like, because the game, the national championship game was in Santa Clara, and they're like,
yes,
it's because one quarterback, Tua, he's from he's Hawaiian. Tagalog. Yeah. And then the other one is from Cartersville, Georgia, the one that kind of looks trans.
Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they showed his family in the crowd, and they look completely normal.
Yeah. Yeah. But they're like,
I can't, he's got a little bit of Rocky to him.
Yeah.
A little Corky Thatcher,
yes,
to him.
Yeah. Yes, he does.
But his family just looked like a, you know, regular family.
Possible, a lot of shots to the head.
Fucking stud and a half.
But I saw that they had an infographic where they're like, their hometowns are nearly equidistant from Santa Clara. It was like 9 miles difference. And I was like, who the fuck thought of that? Who the fuck thought of that? One. And B, why did somebody think it was something I wanted to know? Like, I don't care.
It's as useless as it gets.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, the recent game, Andrew Luck, you know, because of his neck beard, there's a whole Twitter account about Colonel Andrew Luck.
He's
something.
An odd looking dude. He just makes a weird face.
Right. But they try to, like, I guess, try to say that he's like a Civil War era look. And they tried to, like, make a whole Civil War graphic with Andrew Luck. Oof. And he's wearing a Union outfit,
right?
And his blockers are wearing Confederate linemen. Oh. His linemen are wearing Confederate outfits, and then they're playing Dixie while they're talking about Andrew Luck.
Oh no.
It was really sad.
I mean, unfortunately there's probably a decent segment of the population, especially the football watching population, that was pretty happy about those mistakes in the infographic. But
3-2-1, the South should have won, kind of,
yeah,
people.
Yeah, the war, they don't, you know, the war of Northern aggression, it should have gone a different way in their opinion. They haven't quite resolved the fact that they didn't end up winning that one, but it's fine. It's all good.
So speaking of that game, after the Colts won, Jim Irsay, who's had some issues.
Yeah, he's the one years. With the pills and the embroidered jeans.
Yeah, that's the one. Well, he went into the Colts locker room, and it was on ESPN, and Deadspin transcribed his crazy speech. And I'm going to try to go through it quickly because it's great.
Okay.
Yes, yeah, so guys, congratulations. Tremendous job. As Coach said, clean game. Love it when you guys play a clean game. No stupid penalties. I mean, Coach and I always talk about it. Why hold on kick or punt returns? How many kick or punt returns will happen in a year? About this many, okay? Holds up a universal zero symbol. Smart. You guys played smart. And Coach and I talked a little bit before I came in here. You know me. I'm a rainmaker, you know? But it's party time for you guys. The only thing I want to say, because we lose as a team and win as a team, as Coach said, damn it, men, we can play better, okay? Damn it, we can play better. I know we can play better. But I'm so proud of you guys. I can't even went in on the road. What you guys did, I mean, 14-point deficit, just incredible stuff. We win as a team, we lose as a team. Like I said, always. Win three phases of the game, we're team, team, team. No one gets singled out for good, bad, or indifferent, like Coach said. But you know me, I'm a perfectionist. Guys, You know, I know you guys, and you got more in the tank, okay? Like 31 points, maybe? Maybe?
No.
I'm going to leave it at that. I'm sorry. I don't want to be a Scrooge. I'm not a Scrooge. I love you guys. Blows air kiss.
Oh, no. So he's back on the pills.
Yeah, I think so. He's back on the pills. Jim Irsay is, the wheels have come off.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, so let's shift over to non-sports.
Oh, yeah, let's go on there.
A Rochester, New York weatherman for NBC, he had to talk about, I guess, the weather or footage from Martin Luther King Park, and he said Martin Luther Coon and was fine.
Well, that's a slip of the tongue. I mean,
slip of the tongue, but do you accidentally say Coon? Like, it was bubbling to the surface. I agree that it's harsh that he got fired, but like, what are you doing, buddy?
Rochester's like market probably like
if he said 200. Yeah, 200 and negative 200 black people live there. However, if it was a slip of the tongue and he said Martin Luther Kang or something like that.
Coon.
He said Coon. Yeah. Come on, buddy. Try to hide it a little better.
One of those things like you just don't want to say a thing. Oh, this guy's very good looking. He's kind of like a low rent.
He is.
He's kind of like you know who he kind of looks like? Who's the quarterback with a very masculine looking wife and he loves God and he won Kurt the Super Warner? Bowl. Yes. Kurt Warner. He's got a new commercial. But they kind of look like he's got a new commercial. Kurt Warner with the wife, and the wife has taken an aggressive look.
Well, she's still going with the white Grace Jones look.
Yes, but it's like really styled out, like that. It's like a mohawk, but it's like kind of longer on the top, and the whole thing is just very intense to look at. And that commercial should come with a warning.
In the Arena League,
that's true. Yeah, Iowa.
Iowans. There's a big. You know, for the last couple of weeks, but a lot of talk about the government shutdown, but national parks were left open. You know, certain parts of them are left open.
Yep.
Yosemite has become just a congested place full of feces.
Yeah.
And the question I have for you is just because like somebody doesn't have a bathroom operating, like people are just shitting everywhere and throwing their trash. Like, can't people realize that somebody's got to clean that up or somebody's got
to
deal with it?
Yeah. So locally, just today, I saw that they've closed Joshua Tree, and because up until now, during the shutdown, the local hippies there at Joshua Tree have been like cleaning the bathrooms and restocking the toilet paper and like keeping the place up. But apparently they were just overwhelmed by all the shit. There was just too much actual excrement to deal with.
But it's not like the plumbing stopped, right?
I know.
It's just that somebody's not there to clean up after people who can't hit the toilet.
It's crazy.
What the fuck? People are animals.
It's crazy.
Like when nobody's looking, they have to be complete animals.
I saw on Fancy Sauce's Insta story, and Ed, you're really missing out by not following these Insta stories. I saw on Fancy Sauce's Insta stories. She works at a fucking big time corporation and she was posting pictures of hovering detritus from women hovering in the bathroom.
Oh no.
The bits of there's just like droplets all over the place and bits of seat cover. Like
monsters.
Clean up after yourself, people. It's not hard.
Yeah, and if you miss, there's a way to rectify that.
Yeah, just dab it up with a little toilet paper and then go wash your hands. Scumbags.
Well, even more disgusting, there's a growing movement of college guys trying to ban porn on campus.
What?
The movement started at Notre Dame, of course.
Yeah.
Turds.
They probably aren't trying to ban gay porn, though. Or maybe that's the reason.
Yeah. Right. They've got other appetites.
Yeah. Let it go. Colorado. It's like you don't have to watch it. You're not being forced to ingest porno. I mean,
that is the view with so many things. I mean,
just live and let live.
Right? Like, nobody uses their porn to like get in your face with it. It's a very private act.
Yeah, everybody's doing porning by themselves or with a partner. Either way, they're not their porning is not.
I promise your those problem. Guys doing the movement, nobody's invited them to watch porn.
Yeah. These are these no-fap types. Disgusting. Yeah, I can't believe I just said that. Okay, what else?
A Colorado man was overheard telling his 12-year-old son, "You just earned your man card following a murder of a woman."
What?
He just earned his man card, what? Like after the son shot some woman.
That's awful. That's the worst thing I've ever heard.
It is awful. But the guy, by the way, Santa Fe County, that doesn't sound like a place in Colorado.
No.
But 41-year-old Amy Garcia was shot to death. This guy looks like the kind of guy who would say, you just earned your man card.
This is how Richard Ramirez got started. His uncle would take him on raping.
Yeah, that's
expeditions, excursions.
I can't imagine that kid would be a good guy to be around in middle school.
No.
After murdering someone at his dad's behest.
My kids are always telling me about some fucking kid on the bus that's like throws apples at the bus driver and shit, and he's just a real piece of shit. And I'm like, oh, I knew kids like that in growing up, and they're like, oh yeah, what happened to him? And I'm like, oh, they're in prison. He's going to go to prison. Like he can't control himself.
There's no chance he's just going to be like some great guy eventually.
No, he can't control himself. He's not, he puts his hands on people when he shouldn't, and he can't control that. And it's only going to get worse. He's going to end up in prison. That's all there is to it.
Well, they're cutting right to the chase with this 12-year-old. Yeah. He's going right to juvie.
Yeah.
So there was the video of her dancing was pretty spectacular, but the fake nude of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez appeared online and quickly was debunked by foot fetishes. They're like, I noticed that, second knuckle doesn't match. It's not hers.
They're doing the Lord's work, these foot fetishes.
It's so funny because, like, I would think you try to keep that shit down, and they're like, no. I've studied her feet at length. This is not her foot.
It is. I'm just going to type in. I don't know if the Google people have fixed this, but it used to be that you would type in any actress. So I'm typing in Jennifer Aniston. Feet was always like one of the first suggestions, but it's age, movies, hair.
What percentage of people? I don't know. I mean, I'm the opposite, but are people really – like how many people are into feet?
That's like body part number 70. I agree. I don't want a chick to have busted feet though. So it's if the feet are real gross. That's
gross
a problem.
Feet is one thing, but I'm just saying foot fetishes, they are, that's what they're looking at.
Yeah, they want to fuck your feet.
Yeah, Rex Ryan, right?
Yeah. Oh, he made some videos. He went so far as to make some videos.
And I think he got did she get a Mark Sanchez tattoo, or
he got a tattoo of his wife in a Mark Sanchez jersey?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
That's bad.
Rex.
It's not good.
Rexy.
The world's oldest woman was 122 when she died. I think she was French. And then a researcher did some digging, found out she was full of shit. It was the woman's daughter. So it was a 99-year-old woman.
How great is that? Because she didn't want to lose her mom's social security or whatever they have in France.
It was a money scam. And then they're like, hey, you're the oldest woman alive. Yeah. That's totally me.
I love that. Like,
it's one thing when your kid, your 5-year-old's making up stories, but you think by 99, okay, like I'm not pretending to be someone else.
And
she kept it to the end.
I love that people will go to such lengths for like $230 a month. You know, it's like not like you're getting the publisher's clearinghouse. It's not like you're heir to Jeff Bezos' fortune or something. It's like a really small amount of money. Yeah.
And I get, some people are really struggling. Yeah. I feel like if you're 99, somebody's going to help you out somewhere. Yeah.
Especially if you live in France.
France, sure.
Yeah, they take care of their people.
There was a Japanese woman who was having some sort of surgery, and she passed gas near the laser surgery and was badly burned. Apparently, a small percentage of the gas you pass is flammable. But it's a very tiny percentage, but not the time to unleash something.
Well maybe
a laser.
Well, maybe she's like my buddy Chad, who would lay on his back and pull his legs up and put that lighter to his ass. And
right, we've all seen somebody do that. However,
yeah,
I feel like it's an aggressive move. She let it ride when there was a laser near that area.
Yeah. You'd think that they'd have some sort of plan in place for that.
Right. Yeah.
You know, like this isn't. They know that's an eventuality.
Well, this is a Godzilla culture. They're kind of used to fire blasting everywhere.
And also, I think they what do you call it when you kill an old person on purpose?
It's
an E word.
Euthanasia.
Euthanasia. They euthanize their olds there. They're like, oh, you know, grandma.
I thought you were looking for a word like geriatricide.
Either that too. Maybe they do that. That could be a word. Yeah.
Terrifying headline. Male sex robots with unstoppable bionic penises are coming.
They're not going to need us anymore. We're going to have to double down on the emotional aspect of it.
We're going to have to get soft as hell.
Yeah, because they barely want to be fucked by us as it is. And that now they've got dick robots. Hold on, I just came up with a name for the show, episode 250, dick robots. Now that they got dick robots, they're only going to need us for the stuff that we don't like to do. Listening.
There's a lot going on back there.
Fixing shit.
Is there somebody making an omelet? I felt like I heard some eggs cracking.
Yeah, it's all sorts of noises happening in the background.
Final story.
Yeah.
Final story.
Yeah.
Serial masturbator Brian Bates lands in hospital after toilet brush incident at doctor's office. That's in my home state.
New Jersey.
And it's – I'm looking Bergen County. That's kind of near me.
What? He was fucking the toilet brush?
I think he was maybe sodomizing himself. Oh. I mean, why would you land in the hospital from the toilet brush?
I didn't think about that because I was thinking the toilet brush has a hole in the middle of it usually.
Right.
Right? It's like a looped piece of wire.
Oh, maybe he did.
Yeah.
Maybe he fucked it raw. He's from New York, so he just came to New Jersey to fuck a toilet brush, I guess. But yeah, he was arrested. Yeah, at a Paramus doctor's office, he was masturbating at a doctor's office.
Maybe it was like a Plaxico Burress situation where he actually fucked a toilet brush in Manhattan, but then he was injured, and he's like, "Oh shit, I'm gonna get in a lot more." Like toilet brush fucking is a felony in New York. If I just go through the tunnel here and end up in Jersey, then it's just a misdemeanor.
Antonio, whatever, he's going to help me.
Yes,
get rid of the toilet brush.
So
they caught him and arrested. Oh, upon police arrival, officers, because he was in the doctor's office and they caught him masturbating. Brian Bates,
chronic masturbator Brian Bates. Get the fuck out of here with that.
Bates. So then they're like, all right, we're calling the cops. Upon police arrival, officers found Bates in the bathroom with the door open while masturbating. So they had enough time for the police to arrive. So he was edging, I guess.
Oh yeah, like that guy in Holland.
Yes. Yes. So they found him in the bathroom with the door open while masturbating and simultaneously attempting to penetrate his anus with the handle of the toilet bowl scrubber. How about that police report?
It might not have been that he was edging. It's just that he jacks it so much that he basically never stops.
And he's been at it a long time because he was once arrested for doing it at Barnes & Noble. So that was a 20-year-old piece. Bates has been at it.
Joy of sex? Joy of cooking? Maybe. Interesting.
Yeah, so.
Maybe it was the Madonna sex book. He went and got the Madonna sex book and started going to work. I mean, really, guy, he could probably jerk it to anything. I'm kind of proud of him. Okay, Ed, it's time.
Have it. Get to the real news.
It's time to be joined by our very own pop culture correspondent. You may have heard her not just on this show, but on this show in the last 5 minutes where she was here in the studio. Clacking around in her slippers, her hard-soled slippers, and clinking and clunking her water bottle. Yeah. Good thing she brought a water bottle this time, because she usually sits down and reaches my direction and commands some of my water for her. But she's here now. She has been missed. She is our very own pop culture correspondent. Of course, I am talking about Fancy Sauce. Fancy?
Hey, Kate.
Hey, Ed. Happy New Year, yeah, everybody.
Yes. Happy New Year.
Did you guys miss me last week when I was
absolutely
dying? I was dying. Oh, I don't know if Brian conveyed how sick I was.
Yes, you were unwell. He
said you were in bad shape.
You were unwell.
Could not swallow. No sex jokes,
wow,
please. Ed, I need to ask you about your Christmas card, which I loved so much, where somebody has drawn you guys, your family, like The Simpsons.
Cost $8.
It is so cool. I love it. I'm keeping it.
Yeah, $8. Like, you just can find people, and they're like, I'll draw you as a Simpsons character.
It's
like,
really cool. Anything. I love it.
Shut up. Like, you just, like, you upload
$8
a picture?
$8 per person, so it was $32 for a family.
Very cool.
You upload
very,
a picture to the web or something,
idea,
and they turn you into The Simpsons.
Yeah, they say send us pictures, and then the guy he just kicked it back like in a JPEG a few days later.
Actually, I haven't told you this, Ed, but a while ago I wanted to kind of like refresh our logo and the images that we have, and I paid somebody to animate photographs of the three of us.
Yeah.
They're pretty good. You actually came out the best.
Oh yeah,
we're gonna make a
new Baller Lifestyle logo.
I'll comp something up and I'll send it to you. Yeah, it was really cool.
Especially
and
designers.
it literally cost me $5 a picture to have somebody send back like a pretty cool animated JPEG. Anyway.
Designers.
So here we are.
Guys, 2018 just ended and Pornhub has released their stats for the year. And
this is 2018 stats.
2018 stats. And I'll just say that people did not stop masturbating this year. I know there was some concerns that maybe, you know, Trump's America,
and at Notre Dame, they were trying to stop
it. Right. They were trying to stop it at Notre Dame.
Can't stop, won't stop.
Yeah.
That's right.
Pornhub servers were home to 30.3 billion porno searches this in 2018, or 962 searches per second.
Wow.
That's a lot of RSI.
Four.
What's that called?
ROI?
No,
I don't know. You're just doing
like the tennis elbow, but in your in your wrist.
Yes. Right. Oh. You're talking about
what's that condition
like
called?
Like what like bank tellers get from doing the 10 key?
Oh, you're talking about
repetitive stress injuries. Yeah,
RSI.
Yeah.
Isn't that one not what I said?
Yeah, that is what you said, but I didn't know what it meant. 4.7
doctors around here.
4.79 million new videos were uploaded. A million hours of new content on the site.
What a world.
You're telling us is porn is on a downswing.
Every minute, 63,992 new visitors arrive at Pornhub.
Jesus Christ.
207,405 videos are watched and 57,750 searches are performed. So every minute, 55 people watch Kim Kardashian have sex.
Is that
true?
Yeah.
You know how people say, like, beyond my wildest dreams? This truly is, because
crazy.
When I was, like, 13 and just, like, using the same magazine that I found, or like I couldn't imagine that. It just, there's just endless content for you right at your disposal. You can carry a phone.
I've said this before, but I am a little afraid for our kids. Like once they realize how easy it is to see porn on their phones and what that's going to do to their little innocent minds.
You got to just try to kind of put it in context for them, I think.
You have to.
I know, but the sheer being able to see so much of it, and isn't that going to kind of desensitize you to it?
Oh, it's going to cause some serious problems when it's their time to do it for the first time.
Remember when like file sharing first came out and you could download, like you'd see a description and you're like, oh, I might be into that. And then you would download like a 2-minute clip. And it would
take a while to get there.
Hours. And then you would have a 2-minute clip and then you'd watch it and it either wouldn't be the thing that was described or it would just be not that good and you'd be like, "Oh, fuck." That's why I would go. I was a DVD. I would go to the DVD shop.
Yeah, I had a couple DVDs.
Such a creeper.
I would rent. I would go in the back. I would
rent.
I would go through the.
Such a creeper where all the like pedophiles are hanging out.
No,
now.
It's just regular dudes. I'd go through the little beaded
curtain. I had one DVD that I never got all the way through it.
Oh, really? Oh, that must have been a good one.
Yeah, because, well, it was, 2 hours worth of porn.
Right.
I usually watch in 1-minute installments, so that's a lot of porn to get through.
Yeah. Okay. So these are the searches that defined 2018. Number one, Stormy Daniels.
Yeah. Really?
Is there a more...
She's hid.
Is there a more busted porno chick?
Nope.
Than Storm... Like, I support her living her truth or whatever. I'm just saying...
Yeah. When I saw her last on like 60 Minutes or something, it was
so busted.
Not good.
She's so busted. And the thing is, and this is what a lot of people don't realize, if you have money, you can pay to have sex with any chick you've ever seen in a porno. They're all available to fuck you.
Yeah.
Porn acts? Totally. Yeah, you can't have.
And so it's, why would you pay anybody, her, you're saying? You can have,
right. Porn for sure.
Right. For less than 130 grand.
That means they don't have to do porn for a year.
Yeah.
And if you pick her, do you know what that means?
Yeah, you got bad taste.
You're good at business.
Yeah. Awesome. Fortnite. Is there porno Fortnite?
No, stop.
4K.
Well, my son just started playing it, but I don't know if there's... Oh, somebody sent a video, or maybe it was like on... Barstool's Instagram, they shut down like a naked woman on Fortnite, and this little like fat kid was all crying about it.
Oh wow!
So there must be like female characters that creepers have, like anime porn, like everything gets turned into porn. So
Ed, this is,
there are people who are into animated porn.
Ed, you were part of this trend. Interest in trans, aka transgender porn, saw significant gains in 2018, especially in the Hoboken area, in particular with 167% increase in searches by men named Ed Daly and more than 200% with visitors over the age of 45, becoming the fifth most searched terms by those ages 45 to 64.
That put like a 3-4 week dent into my viewing after that reveal.
I have another buddy that accidentally runs into trans porn occasionally. Outdoor porn. One of my least favorite genres of porn. I got to be honest. Yeah. Like they're fucking on the beach.
I keep thinking of how uncomfortable and gross it is.
And they're like in the forest. And I'm like, oh, they're just probably laying on tree roots and shit. Like this. Yeah.
Animals shit everywhere.
You know where I want to see people fuck? A bed. Preferably in a hotel or a mansion.
I've never watched any porn. So.
Of course not. Searches. No one's accused you of that. Searches referring to the dating app Tinder grew by 161%. I don't really get that.
Yeah, why not just go on Tinder and make it happen?
I'm not really down. Okay. Most searched for terms of 2018. I think it's pretty close to what it was last year. Number one. Any guesses, Ed Daly?
What was the question?
Like MAGA.
No, search for porn terms. MAGA.
Oh, MILF.
Asian?
MILF was MILF. Number three. MILF was number three. Asian, down the list, it looks like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Virgin. Asian teen, number 8.
Yep, guys are disgusting.
Number one, good old lesbian. Not my favorite genre. I'll be honest.
That's my favorite.
I know, you like it. You like it. I just never feel...
I don't have to look at an Apple bag. Like, I don't want it, because sometimes you're not sure where the camera's going.
You only want to see
it. And sometimes you're in the middle of it, and then you're getting the Apple bag cam, and I don't want to see it.
It's kind of a necessary evil. Number two, and this is disturbing, hentai. That's cartoons. That's cartoon fucking.
What is wrong with us?
Someone in our audience is into this. Please send me an email. I'll keep you anonymous. Mailbag at theballerlifestyle.com. What is the deal with hentai porn? MILF, nothing wrong with that. You see a lot of this.
MILF is the better one.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that.
And the best is when it's like MILF and it's like a woman who's like 28.
Yeah, they're like 31.
They're like, she's aged out.
Number four, stepmom. Stepmom, that's big. I see a lot of that. Five, Japanese.
That's kind of weird, right? What?
Yeah.
That makes me uncomfortable as a stepmom. That makes me very uncomfortable.
Yeah, it is a little weird. Japanese comes in ahead of Asian, which is interesting. Japanese is where they blur out the genitals, right? And also,
that's where they sound like they're bushes. In pain.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, it's that's not no, my isn't favorite.
Like,
I hate it.
Aren't the Japanese girls like the super sort of kinkiest ones?
No, they're very timid.
Yeah, they're very.
They seem like they don't want to be there.
So it's like basically rape porn.
And it's like bad noises. It's bad noises.
Oh my God. So raping a dolphin.
Mom is up there. Teen, Asian. Oh, this is one of my favorite genres. I'm not gonna lie about this. This would be in my number one or two. Massage porno is a Brian top one, because it seems like everybody's enjoying it. You know, like everyone's liking what's happening in a massage porno. Korean
transaction gone well.
There's Korean, ebony. Nothing wrong with that. Anal, not an anal guy. Just not my thing.
I'll tell you what's wrong with ebony. Because if I could go with ebony lesbian.
Right. Oh. You said, are you sure you're not going to be doing the weather in Rochester?
And it just gets me all bummed out what I'm working with. Look.
Well, that's all porno.
I'm a big fan of the ebony women. The
sisters. Yeah, I get it.
It hurts my pride when I look at ebony porn.
Okay. Yes, I agree. Ebony followed by anal, threesome, big ass. There's Fortnite again, Chinese, big tits, cartoon. I can't even say the next thing. And on and on. I won't.
I'm surprised Korean comes in ahead of Chinese. Just because there's, way more Chinese people.
I agree. But maybe the Chinese
the Koreans
want a little
look more like the dolls, like with the big eyes and stuff. And
same with Japanese. And the Chinese, they probably want, they've seen enough Chinese.
Sorry, maybe sounded really racist.
Maybe they want to dabble.
But you know what I mean.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
You're racist.
Okay. Interesting. And there's the top porn stars, and everyone's going to pretend like they don't know who these people are. In our audience, number one, Stormy Daniels, busted. Mia Khalifa, I think she's like, she does a podcast.
I read about her. Gilbert she Arenas. Hasn't even done porn in years.
Yeah.
But she just started fucking athletes. And so, like, her Instagram profile blew up.
It's all about clicks. Like, all these chicks have tons and tons of followers on Instagram, and that is how they make money. Okay. That's it. That's Pornhub's year. Kate. Whoa. Most search for male porn stars. What is going on here?
Do they still exist?
There's someone called Jordi El Nino Pola. I assume these are gay guys.
I kind of like the name El Nino. Like the storm is coming.
Yeah, exactly, Jordi.
So gross.
Fantastic. Okay, Kate. What is going on
in
the world of pop culture?
What is... anybody watching anything good? Because I want to say that I just started watching Surviving R. Kelly.
Oh my God. What a creeper.
I'm watching the prison really breakout show.
Oh, the Escape from Dannemora with the great
Benicio
del Toro.
Patricia Arquette won and a Paul Golden Globe for her performance the other night.
Yeah, Paul Dano's a fantastic actor.
Ed, are you going to check out this Surviving R. Kelly docuseries? It's pretty good. Got a lot of survivors telling their stories.
Poor
Aaliyah. I listened to a Washington Post podcast about him.
Yeah,
I don't know if I need R. Kelly in my life. I already know his move on separating the girls from their families and stuff. Yeah.
It's pretty interesting though to hear firsthand from some of these girls that have, experienced him.
He was an adult.
And all the people in his life that were helping enable him. He's a monster.
He was an adult.
Who married a child.
Go hang out at high schools.
Right.
And malls.
I love John Legend's tweet about it, appearing on there.
Yeah.
Because lots of people just avoided it, right?
People wouldn't want to get messed up in that. Surviving R. Kelly. What a show. Mm-hmm. What else, Kate?
So we had the Golden Globes the other night.
Oh, fantastic.
Next up is the Oscars. The Oscars, there's still no host. So we lost Kevin Hart.
Yeah.
Apparently I heard that they're dying to get him back.
I've heard that too. Also, somebody on my Twitter.
Because they haven't been able to find
Ellen
anyone. They haven't been able to find anyone to replace him.
Yeah.
I think they're in a tough spot.
It's a thankless job, right?
Chris Rock said no thanks. Yeah,
and this Kevin Hart is a huge star.
Like their preference is someone black this year.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
So maybe they don't have as many options. Maybe, a lot of people are lining up behind.
I tweeted something.
Him? I don't know.
I tweeted something along the lines of, so we're just going to have to deal with Lin-Manuel Miranda forever. And somebody responded, he's going to host the Oscars. And I haven't seen.
Yeah, I would think so.
I haven't seen that anywhere else. So I don't know if this guy's got inside info.
The next kind of guy.
Yeah, he's
song
and dance man.
Song and dance man.
He loves putting his face in cameras. He apparently does a Cockney accent now. It's just, it's bound to happen.
Let's go back. I saw not all of the winners, but I saw that the Freddie Mercury movie won Best Picture, which is insane to me.
Yeah.
Because I saw the movie and it was like a behind the music. Like it was fun hearing the songs, but what was it against? There's got to be better movies.
Well,
than
they break them up into like musical. It's like
musical or comedy
or something.
Drama.
Yeah. So and you know.
Oh, so that won the musical.
Yeah, the musical or comedy.
I'm not really sure, but
it beat out A Star Is Born, which I think everybody thought was a shoo-in.
Yeah, but that's not like a really. I mean, it was a good movie,
right?
Star Is Born, but it wasn't like an important movie.
No, but in that genre, I think
more,
it was good. Yeah. It did what
it was way more like dramatic and better. I mean, Rami Malek does a good job impersonating Freddie Mercury, but there weren't like as many dramatic scenes like Star Is Born. I'm not saying that's my movie of the year, but my God, like the Bohemian Rhapsody was just kind of like a fun, let's hear Queen songs for 2 hours and see a story about like a band getting famous.
I think it's like 60% on Rotten Tomatoes. Have you seen The Favorite? I didn't see that many movies this year, but I thought
The Favorite
was like the best movie I've seen.
Yeah, it was really
the
good.
The most interesting movie.
I want to see Vice still.
Yeah.
Ed, did you see it?
Ed, have you seen Vice?
I didn't. I'm not interested. I like Christian Bale.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's still a little recent for me to really want to.
Yeah.
I was cool when Dick Cheney was out of my life.
Yeah, that's true.
I think I might try to check it out this weekend. All right. Should we talk about what else is happening in
the news? Yeah, what else is going on in the world of pop culture?
Mariah Mimi Carey settles a sexual harassment lawsuit with her ex-manager.
Oh, he was like,
Stella,
bring those big titties over here,
Stella
Mariah,
Stoppler,
let me squeeze on them.
Her name is, who managed Carey for 3 years until around the end of November 2017, claimed that Mariah would often be naked around her and it would make her uncomfortable. It sounds like
out.
A bit of a money
Get
grab.
Get the fuck out.
Yeah,
this is
so
the same
stupid.
Thing. When somebody's like, I was at a party and a big Hollywood manager grabbed my dick and it was embarrassing. Get the fuck out of here with that. And it's the same. You're a woman and another woman around you is naked. That isn't doesn't har- that's not harassment. It's just a naked woman. You're both women. Calm down.
I like the line in the story that says, a rep for Carrie who never responded to the April 2018 Manhattan Supreme Court suit did not return messages seeking comment. So Mariah Carey, there was a Manhattan Supreme Court suit that she just didn't respond to.
Yeah. Well,
that's pretty baller.
She had pills to take. I'm team Mariah in this one.
Yeah. Team
Mimi. Yeah, I don't want to be on her side for much, neither but definitely on her side for this
100%,
one.
100%, I agree.
What else, Kate? Going back to the Golden Globes.
Oh, back to the Globes. Some gossip. Back and forth, huh?
Pete Davidson, recent ex of Ariana Grande.
Pretty funny
SNL
guy.
Cast member.
Very skinny. Looks like
very
he's...
Very odd looking.
Looks unhealthy.
Looks very, like he has scurvy.
Is funny, yes. Very pasty.
Weird eyes.
Skinny.
And admittedly, self-admittedly deals with some mental health
That's
issues.
Right. That's
some
right.
Some depression
open about it.
And
yep.
bipolar.
Seems self-deprecating.
Anyway,
seems like a good guy.
Pete showed up at a Golden Globes after party with his buddy Machine Gun Kelly. They seem to be having a pretty good time.
Not 100%. I know that's a rapper.
That is a rapper.
I don't know anything about him.
Well, you can Google him yep. on your own time. But Pete was getting pretty cozy flirting for over an hour with British actress Kate Beckinsale.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yes. And then they were apparently seen either leaving together or at least at the very least at the same time.
She's one of like...
So she's not dated, she's not married to the
she
vampire
divorced
guy?
Len Wiseman in 2015. So she's been single and ready to mingle for a while
so
now.
So you just have to date one attractive person and then it doesn't matter what
yes,
you look
it's like?
It's like
when George
Well,
put
apparently
the
she was
Mott
laughing at
his
jokes. Like he was really making her laugh. Funny. And so she was really enjoying his company.
You get that, being really attracted to a super funny guy.
But you know how like they always say, you'd read like famous actresses and they'd be like, I just want a guy with a sense of humor. And you know what? Like my sense of humor didn't carry the ball across the goal line for me. You still had to like be a lot of things. Right. Funny doesn't get you there.
I saw
no, it doesn't. But, it is something, it's like a good hook.
Yeah.
But it's not the line and sinker.
He's known to have that big dick energy.
Yeah.
He was banging,
he certainly got it now.
He was banging
now
Larry David's daughter. Me. And then he's with Ariana Grande, and now there's rumors that he may have...
Harry David's daughter?
Yeah, that was his girlfriend. And
Cassie
David, and now he may be laying pipe with...
I don't think so. You know what? I think
chicks.
That they were talking for a while. Yeah. People noticed, and then they also noticed that they left at the same time. Yeah. I don't think they left together. That's my take.
Right.
Kevin Spacey appeared in a Massachusetts court on charges of... I don't know, sexual misconduct.
So, yeah.
Against a minor.
Yeah. I mean, I heard the details of this and I want it known that I think Kevin Spacey is a big piece of shit and he definitely has done some very questionable things and maybe things that he could be charged for. But the details of this case don't seem to hold up to scrutiny. And this is the problem, right? When somebody's a bad guy and they just rush to bring something to court.
There's a lot of opportunists that come out of the woodwork.
The kid lied about his age. They were they were flirtatious. He was buying him drinks. He was, you know, playing
I do
dick.
Wonder about that. Like if you're in a place that's serving alcohol, you've got to card somebody. I mean, somebody can look young and all, but like, who knows? I don't know. It's awkward to have to card somebody. I've never been in that situation, but I do see if you're in a place that they're serving booze to the person.
To quote the late Anthony Mason, RIP, what do you expect me to do? Cut off her leg and count the rings? Just saying.
After court,
Luis
Spacey was pulled over for speeding.
Yeah. He's a real weirdo, and
but
I'm
the cop, I
certain
think, took
he's
pity
a piece of shit
and gave him a verbal warning, which is more than I got for apparently
Remember?
Blowing through a stop sign, which I did not.
Have we adjudicated that
And I'm
that
going
yet?
To court next week.
Am I gonna have to pay for that?
Well,
you pull
let's
off
see.
Of Rebecca Gayhart.
Let's see if the cop that ticketed me, shows up.
She got a ticket from a British cop in America. I think
what?
Yeah,
I didn't think that was legal.
Yeah, I don't think it is. I think you get off on a technicality.
I was so pissed that I went to my court date and I asked the judge for a trial date. Yeah. I was so mad. Well, anyway, we'll see what
wear
happens.
Wear something low cut.
Oh, I have to wear a top?
Yeah, just very low cut, like a low cut right. dress. Like one of
tassels.
Those, like
wear
a
tassel.
Like a tight dress that's very revealing in the front.
Okay,
I'm not kidding.
No, I'm. Okay. Don't worry.
Get them out.
The judge loves me.
Get them pushed up. All right. A male judge? Ask for a male judge.
Yeah, it's okay. It'll be the same judge. Right, it's an older man.
All right, I like that.
When I said I wanted a trial date, he was like, "Oh, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's have a trial."
Exercising her
right.
Right to a speedy trial.
As a newly minted American.
Well, they don't know that.
Resident.
Scott Eastwood, actor, 32 years old, pretty hot.
Son of Clint. He looks like a
he
young
does.
Clint.
He squints like Clint.
He's very beautiful. Has he been in anything? What's he been in?
Yeah.
Ed's Googling.
Ed's on the Google machine.
What was he in?
Flag. Oh, it's his dad's movies. Flags of Our Fathers, Gran Torino.
I saw Gran Torino.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Those are his dad's. Oh, Texas Chainsaw? Is that like a remake?
Must have been.
I guess.
He's got a podcast, I guess.
He's a movie star. I know that much. Like, he's very in demand.
And he had this sexpert, Emily Morse, who Brian is familiar with that. I don't know if you are. Sex with Emily. She's got a podcast.
Very squeaky voice.
He had her as a guest on his podcast. And they were talking about sex. And he said, sex is healthy, people.
Yeah.
Don't shame it. Embrace it. Embrace it. Yes, that's right. We're talking about everything about sex, how to have healthy sex, how to have some not so healthy sex, dirty sex, more sex. Yeah. Everyone should be having sex with themselves or with someone else.
Whoa.
And then he talks about how much sex he's currently having and also discussing
13?
His sexual history, especially his habits in his early 20s, where he says, I felt more sexually advanced than some of the people I was with. I had been down a darker road. Try to reverse engineer, try to grow with them. It can be tough.
We get it.
Like, okay.
You get a lot of
pussy. You had sex with your mom's like best friend when you were 13. Yeah. And,
you get a lot
sorry,
of pussy.
That's from that 50 Shades
movie. No. He killed his girlfriend in a car accident.
He did?
Oh,
in
I didn't know that.
2014, Jewel Brangman.
Oh my God, that's awful. Ed, you're really bringing the show down today.
Oh, that sucks.
Sorry about that.
Also,
he was in Pacific Rim Uprising.
He played a special agent in The Fate of the Furious. So he's starting to branch out from dad.
Yeah.
This last part really made him sound douchey, though. He said, I feel both sides of the coin. If I'm in a relationship, sometimes I'm like, God, I don't want to be in a relationship. If I don't want to be responsible, I don't want to be in a relationship. I don't want to be responsible for someone. And then if I'm not in a relationship, then you're like, I want to be in a relationship. So I want to Netflix and chill. Okay, bro.
This sounds like a great podcast.
Just to clarify, she was killed by the airbag. So if you're not wearing your seatbelt and that airbag goes off,
yeah, that'll fuck you up.
It could decapitate you.
Oh my God.
But maybe after hearing him talk, maybe she opted to not wear the seatbelt.
Rumors had it that he was dating the Vampire Diaries actress Nina Dobrev.
Oh, fan. Hot.
Yeah. And Adriana Lima.
Fan.
Oh, also Charlotte McKinney, who's like the Carl's Jr. girl.
Oh.
She's got very big, beautiful breasts. Hilary Duff, another favorite of mine. Ah, Scott Eastwood,
like
killing it.
Nemesis.
Really doing work. Okay, what else, Kate?
Johnny Depp, John Depp is suing the UK tabloid The Sun, alleging that a story they ran called him a wife beater, and that was it was defamatory.
Yeah, he vehemently denies.
So Amber Heard had to give testimony from a 471-page deposition transcript from August 2016, revealing more details of the abuse she alleges Johnny Depp put her through during their 23-month marriage.
Did Scott Eastwood ever get a piece of that?
I don't know.
He's pretty hot too.
Okay. Where she would call the other side of his personality when he would become angry and beat her the monster. He denies it.
He's so little.
He denies all of it.
Yeah. He's but, so frail.
Am I forgetting? Was there a time where there were like pictures of her beaten up? Didn't she?
Yeah,
post
there was
something?
Some. Yeah. There was some bruising. Yeah. The cops that showed up that night, the infamous night of the penthouse fight,
right.
Say that they didn't see any signs of abuse on her at that time
in the Eastern Airlines building,
yeah,
in
with
downtown
the broken
LA.
Glass, where, and he threw the phone at
Johnny
her
Depp
and,
owns
and
nine
broke
condos.
Some glass. Yeah, right.
She shouldn't have used my eyeliner.
Oh, is that? Was that she got a new makeup?
Oh, I was hoping that Johnny would call in. I was hoping you would listen.
I'll cut a bitch if she uses my eyeliner.
Is that what happened? Is that the issue?
Hey, I was just sitting back with a few dozen bottles of wine, and I noticed Amber was thumbing through my makeup drawer, and hey, she used my eyeliner. Bitch had it coming.
John, I've just Googled Amber Heard's facial bruises, and this is all the bruises on her face.
It was all over eyeliner.
No,
that's my makeup. Uh-oh. My concealer, I can tell she used that. My eyeliner, lipstick.
Was the final straw her getting into your collection of scarves and or bangle bracelets?
To give herself a smoky eye, she used one of my prized scarves to wipe it on her cheek.
Oh no!
The final straw. So I called my old friend Harry Aoki and Doug Penhall, and we discussed about the old days at 21 Jump Street, where we could just rough somebody up and nobody would ask questions.
Interesting that you refer to your close friend Harry Aoki by his character's name on 21 yes. Jump Street.
Yes, the Vietnamese boy with the Japanese last name.
Yes, interesting. Fascinating.
Johnny, do you think you'll be doing a 21 Jump Street remake anytime soon?
Oh.
Well, here's the thing.
Maybe 21 Couch Street?
Yeah, last time I saw Richard Grieco, we were on both ends of a spit roast, and we agreed to never make eye contact again. So I don't think that'll
but
happen.
But here's what all our listeners want to know. Who was wearing more eyeliner during that spit roast?
Grieco, for sure.
It's got to be Grieco.
I learned everything I know about
that's right, you
eye
did.
Care from Grieco.
Richard Grieco. Fantastic. All right. Thank you for joining us, Johnny Depp. Fantastic work.
Thanks, Johnny.
Kate McManus, anything else?
I think that's it.
Oh, fantastic job all the way around.
I think that's enough news.
Very enjoyable. First show of the year.
Thank
you for being back in the mix, all of our listeners.
Always.
Tell your friends. Share this episode.
Guys, let's blow this podcast up. Come on.
Blow it.
Let's start leaving reviews. Let's do this.
Come on. Let's do this. 2019.
Fifth year of this. How many years is it? Five?
Been a while.
We'll
read.
What are we up to?
We'll read every review.
250 shows, not counting the ones we didn't number.
We'll read our favorites.
Yes.
Make them good.
Yes.
Do some creative writing.
Yes. Share it with your friends. No, we love all you guys.
Thank you.
For Ed Daly, for Kate McManus. My name is Brian Beckner. This has been episode 250 of the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. We will see you next week.
TBLS, hell yes, the lifestyle's baller. Podcast getting bigger and not smaller. Broadcasting weekly, that's what we do. With Easy Ed Daly and a man, Jay Stu, and Brian Beckner, quick to dissect the week in sports and culture and whatever. Plus, you know there's Kate with a C, but she's known as Fancy Pop.